Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey Tim, how you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
Doing good. If I could just get rid of this itch in my throat. So I'm gonna pre-apologize for this episode in the event that I cough a few times because I just have a nagging itch in my throat. So
yeah,
I figure why not just be transparent and you know, tell you what may happen. So
yeah, I'm gonna do my best to mute my microphone because I got this nagging cough as well. but yeah, a few times might kind of slip through the cracks. So again, yeah, I apologize in advance as well.
All right. Well, today we've got a really good topic that I think is going to help a lot of people. We're going to discuss understanding exchange rates and why that's important in the event that you outsource and pay international employees. We started using international employees, overseas employees, about three and a half years ago. And I'll tell you, it was a game changer for our company. You know, we were a very small company and we could not afford to go out and hire locally here in the U.S. because we just, you know, we wanted to pay people okay. And unfortunately, we just didn't have the business yet to afford U.S. rates and stuff. So we started outsourcing to countries that had favorable exchange rates, and we've learned quite a few lessons, and we're going to share those with you today and stuff. And Tim will share his experience as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's something that you don't really think that there's much to it when you're paying international employees or contractors. And so most people learn the hard way. And so hopefully through these lessons, through David's experience, which he definitely has more than I do, hopefully, yeah, you get to learn the lessons the easy way.
Yeah, I think one of the first things that I learned is that really how strong the U.S. dollar is compared to a lot of countries in the world. And, you know, a lot of countries that have high quality, high-end developer talents, which will allow you to scale your company quicker and stuff. And, you know, there are a couple of things that you're going to have to get over, and at least I had to get over. It was important for me to understand the ratio of our country to their country, but I had the mindset of, even though I was outsourcing, that I, you know, needed to pay them. I had a lot of guilt associated with paying what was, you know, in essence, the equivalent of a U.S. rate for a U.S. skill set in their country was a lot less than it was in our country. So it was really hard for me to mentally come to terms with paying someone less than what the job was actually worth in the U.S., if that makes sense. Does that make sense, Tim?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, because I mean, really, even if you hire someone in the U.S., you would still be marking it up. So the way I look at it is there's just more of a markup when it's overseas labor just because of the cost of living and exchange rates and everything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, a couple of lessons that we learned. One thing is you can pay too much. We learned a very valuable lesson, you know, because what may not be a lot of money to us here in the U.S. can be a significant amount of money in other parts of the world. And, you know, for example, we've given bonuses out. Now, I remember very early on outsourcing someone that was with us for quite a while, ended up giving up what we thought was a pretty nice bonus. And what we didn't know that we had put basically a year's salary in their hand in 1 week.
Yeah.
And they decided to take the next year off, and we never heard from them again. So
yeah,
you can definitely pay too much. So don't get into the mindset of, you know, if Tim, for example, is in Austin, Texas, and I give him $500 bonus, you know, for whatever, we're working together and stuff, $500 to some people around the world is a significant amount of money and stuff. So try to just, you know, try to understand that and realize that.
Yeah. And I think on that point, in terms of that lesson, is do your research ahead of time. Find out, you know, where they're located, what the average salary is for, you know, a web designer or a web developer in the area, you know, figure out what the cost of living is, and do your research so you kind of understand their country and their culture and so forth. I mean, one, that's just going to help you communicate better with them, regardless of a pay, just in general, but also so you can understand, you know, what the dollar is worth in their country so that you don't overpay and you pay them fairly. But yeah, you definitely don't. It's not helping you if you overpay and they take the next year off, like what happened to David. So you can usually avoid that if you just do some research and look at that ahead of time.
Yeah. And speaking of research, as you're looking into other countries and stuff for outsourcing and whatnot, it does give you the ability to scale your team quickly. So, for example, a backend developer in the U.S. may make, you know, X amount of dollars, and a backend developer in India may be 75% less, equal talent, and just the cost of living there is just drastically less than it is here. So when you have a 50%, a 25%, even a 25% difference is huge in the ability to scale your company quickly. Now, once you do that and you go outsource, it presents other challenges: communication, trust, tracking, making sure they're able to do the work that you need them to do and stuff. That all comes into play, and we're not really talking about that today, but there are some other challenges that come into that, you know. So yes, you will potentially save money, be able to scale your company quickly, but, you know, you want to make sure that you're picking the right people and stuff, and kind of put a process in place to where you can evaluate talent and stuff.
Absolutely. I don't really have anything to add, but I just give you a few seconds so you could cough, clear your throat.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Tim, because I definitely needed to cough. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say. A couple of things that were exchange rates, you know, the importance of understanding them is scaling your team quickly and, you know, knowing what to pay, how much to pay and stuff, and when is important, because you can overpay, and I wouldn't think that we've ever underpaid. You know, one thing that I'm very proud of is I feel like that, you know, as a company, we have valued each person that we've hired and brought into our company. You know, we have asked them what it is that they charge for their services. And at the end of the day, it's up to me whether or not I want to pay for those services. And I don't really feel like I want to negotiate with them unless it's a, you know, a big major deal. Yeah. So everybody that works for us has, you know, they have, for the most part, set their salary. And we've been willing to bring them on board, and it's worked out really, really well for us. Well, I think that's about it from me, Tim. How about you?
Yeah, that's everything I wanted to say. Absolutely.
We're probably going to circle back to this topic again at a later date when Tim and I's brain are fresh and not coming off of, you know, a week of solid sickness, because this is one that I think is really, really important and stuff. And I'm not really sure we addressed it to the way that we would like to address it, but I'm just letting you know, that we may recircle back to this topic in the future. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. Check out today's show notes for episode 125. And remember to subscribe, like, and review our podcast wherever you listen to us. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.